We're hovering around 600 new cases of COVID a day. The reproduction rate of the virus ranges from 1 to 1.3. And while progress has been made in getting infection rates down amongst the 18 to 24s, there has, however, been a big increase in the number of cases in young children, up 40 to 50% since February. These are just some of the facts to emerge from the National Public Health Emergency Team briefing yesterday evening. Here's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn on the challenge of getting numbers down to under 500.
I think given the transmissibility of the virus, it will be a challenge, a very significant challenge to get it lower. And I'm not naive, I'm not saying that we will, or even that it's likely that we will. But we have to continue to try, because it is a difficult thing to keep a disease like this at any number without it rising. We've seen that throughout. So the challenge is not alone to get it down, but the challenge equally is to keep it at 500 or 600 cases a day.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn will be speaking to HSE boss Paul Reid, by the way, after eight. But for more on where we are this final weekend in March, I'm joined by our science correspondent, George Lee. And there were positives that were stressed at that NPHET briefing yesterday evening, George, but that's the hard fact. It's going to be hard to get this wave down below 500.
Yes, and I think this is the first week in which you can see people in those key roles beginning to say to people it's going to be extremely difficult, if not unlikely, to get below these levels. Like Leo Varadkar, Taoiseach, yesterday said it's very hard to see it, and you'd need 40 to 50% of the population vaccinated before you could really impact on the overall reproduction number. And then you get the agreement in NPHET that he wasn't wrong in saying that getting below 500 is really hardly a prospect. The thing is with that, it suggests that we have to live with the virus possibly in a different way until enough people become vaccinated. The HSE is looking at the situation where they have a very high number of people in hospital. I think last night it was 308 patients in hospital. And although that has come down by of the order of 8 to 9% over the past week, what they're concerned about is that there nearly is an automatic mathematical relationship between when case numbers go up and when hospital numbers go up. And the case numbers obviously have gone up in the past week by about 9%. So they're watching the situation and they're worried about the impact. But again, there are the positives. The positives being, obviously, we're rolling out the vaccinations. We've protected so many people in the higher age groups. We've protected people on the front line. We're beginning to protect people who have medical conditions which put them at very high risk of the disease. The other positives are in terms of people's behaviour. And this was highlighted again by Ronan Glynn last night, where he said, you know, the data is showing that the vast majority of people are sticking to the public health advice. The problem, of course, is that not everybody is doing that, and that's the stuff which is coming out in terms of the social activity monitor probably later on today.
And I'll talk to you more about that in a moment, George, but let's hear what Dr. Glynn had to say about that question of people moving around and socialising more.
So in January, 5% or 1 in 20 people reported that they had visited another household for social reasons. In the week ending the 14th of March, so in the coming up to the week before St. Patrick's Day, that had doubled. So 1 in 10 people were visiting another household. There's two key points there. First of all, as I've said, the key message is that 90% of people, 9 out of 10 people, are still not visiting other households. They're continuing to do everything we're asking of them. But we have seen a doubling in the proportion of people who are visiting. And so it's just small slippages like that together add up to a situation where we're seeing stasis.
And you asked a question on foot of that, George, that because we're now in a situation where from 1 in 20 in January we're now at 1 in 10 doing social visits, it means 9 in 10 are in lockdown for longer, effectively, if that goes on, doesn't it?
Yes, I didn't really want to get into that, because I think the point which I was just putting to them was, does it not mean that all the people who are playing ball are being held hostage in terms of restrictions because of the few who appear to be easing up a little bit much? The difficulty is that it's not an issue of blame, and I think that's the point which the Deputy Chief Medical Officer was coming out with. This is a very different variant of this disease to what we would have had last year. People who are doing what they think may be relatively innocent social visits kind of haven't necessarily necessarily put on board the fact that this is still hugely risky, much riskier than it was before. You know, we know that if the disease gets into a household at the moment, the close contacts, 34% of them will turn out to be positive. And that is so much higher than what it was last year. We know that in social visits, social interactions, it's 15%. All of these are much higher proportions of close contacts turning out positive than we would have had before. So it's just more dangerous. So nobody's not necessarily, and I think the Deputy Chief Medical Officer was keen not to to lay fingers of blame, but to highlight it's so important that people take on board those public health messages, because this is very volatile. I think the words they used were volatile, and we're at very high risk.
Give us the picture, because it's interesting, of the 606 cases yesterday. More half, I think, were under 33. So what's the picture in the younger age groups, young adults and children?
Yeah. Now, what they, in terms of the young, what has happened is that particularly since schools have gone back, since the beginning of March, they began to go back, there's been a higher focus in terms of keeping an eye on what's happening with the younger people in the population of school-going age. So there has been an increase in referrals for swabbing of children of the school-going age of between 400% and 600%. So it really it's gone up that much because people have paid great attention to it in a way that they weren't paying attention to it before. And as a result of that, more cases in the younger age groups have been found. Now, the increase in the number of cases in the younger age groups is between 40% and 60% over that period of time since probably late February, early March, rather than 400% to 600%, which was the referral. So if you go looking for them, you tend to find more. But what they're saying is that even though we've seen that, it isn't the case, they're saying, that it is schools that are spreading them. For example, they said in the age groups of 5 to 12 years of age, say in the most recent week, which they said was week 11, they found 582 positive cases among those children, but only 55 of them out of 582 were linked to school outbreaks, and they still weren't sure in those school outbreaks whether or not the spread had happened in the school. And it's the same kind of stuff for children in the older age group. So that's the kind of thing that they're looking at.
Right, George, thanks for giving us that picture. As I say, we'll be talking to Paul Reid after 8 o'clock. The time now, 7:25.